Large construction projects are visible in and around the Trilogy community in Nipomo, some of which have a direct view of the Oceano Dunes, the Pacific Ocean, and the Phillips 66 refinery. Most home and business owners in the area were well aware of the oil processing plant to their west when they purchased their properties. In fact, some even say the refinery has been a relatively good neighbor. But the facility's push to extend current railroad tracks, allowing for the rail shipment of crude oil directly to the plant, changes the whole game.
My concern is candidly, the economic impact on the area. I think it can have a significant impact. We're building new hotels, we're building new homes, and people will take a look and say, what's that? Why would I want to move here?
Lawrence Schinderman is one of those homeowners who chose to retire in the area. He's now found himself back at work, rallying against the refinery's plan as one of the leaders of the Mesa Refinery Watch Group. His community is starting to listen, too, with some 200 people turning out for an informational meeting held by the group earlier this month. And it's not just those who live in the immediate area who are expressing concern. Schinderman says communities all along the existing Union Pacific mainline would be exposed to rail cars filled with crude oil passing through at an increased rate, including San Luis Obispo to the north and Santa Barbara to the south. Phillips 66 says in its revised environmental impact report, a maximum of 250 trains would arrive for unloading per year, carrying upwards of 250,000 barrels of crude oil to the facility each week. The company says shipping by rail is safe and recently even debuted a public Union Pacific Railroad training car in San Luis Obispo in an effort to highlight the safety features. But for Schinderman, his concern is focused on the hours of idling diesel engines and fumes created during the unloading process, not to mention the eyesore.
The health and safety of the people. Why would you want to introduce toxins and pollutants and potential carcinogenic dust into the area? We already have an air problem.
The San Luis Obispo County Planning Commission is next in line to take up the issue during its meeting scheduled for January 29th. I'm Randall White, KCBX News.